If we spend our time on the newspaper, or sit hour after hour reading trashy novels, by Charles Spurgeon, from Flowers from a Puritan's Garden, 1883. Take a mirror and turn it toward heaven, and there you shall see the reflection of heaven, the clouds and things above. Turn it downward toward the earth, you shall see the reflection of the earth, trees, meadows, men. Just so does the soul receive a reflection from the things to which it is set. If the heart is set toward heaven, that puts you into a heavenly frame. If you set your heart on earthly objects, you are a man of the earth. Are our thoughts and our affections full of worldliness? Let us make good use of the above figure and turn the mirror the other way. Our mind will readily enough reflect divine things if we turn it in that direction. Let us see if it is not so. Prayerfully read your Bible or some lively devotional book and see if the heart is not immediately filled with holy and heavenly reflections. At any rate, if we spend our time on the newspaper or sit hour after hour reading trashy novels, we have no reason to wonder that thought and heart go after vanity. The turning of the mind upward is half the battle. We cannot expect it to reflect that toward which it does not turn. Those who mind earthly things are earthly. Those who set their affections upon things above are heavenly. Paul shows us how practically useful it is to turn the mind Godward when he says that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. We may well cry concerning this matter, "Turn us, O Lord, and we shall be turned." If we cannot see divine truth to our enjoyment, let us nevertheless look that way. For that eye is blessed, which looks in the direction of the light. He who would behold the sun at its rising must look to the east. Just so he who would see God as his delight must look Godward. If the mirror of the soul is resolutely set toward the Lord, we shall with open face behold, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, and be changed into the same image from glory to glory. O my blessed Master, help me, I beseech you, to keep the mirror of my mind in the right position, that evermore I may see you. True, it will be as in a dark mirror, but even that will be a marvelous preparation for beholding you face to face in glory. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.